Hello and welcome. You are listening to an Irish Lingo podcast, presenting an Irish newspaper article where each episode includes the text in Irish and the English translations in the description of the podcast. For further help, you can click on the link in the description, which will bring you to www.lmknjb.com/blog, where each word of the article is clickable and will reference an Irish dictionary translation. Thank you and enjoy.
Forbidden World, originally titled Mutant, is a 1982 American science fiction horror film.
禁忌世界原名变种是一本1982年的美国科幻恐怖片。
In the distant future, at a genetic research station located on the remote desert planet of Zarbia,A research team has created an experimental life form they have designated Subject 20.
在遥远的将来,在偏远的 Zarbia 沙漠星球上的基因研究站,一个研究小组创造了一种实验性的生命形式,他们将其指定为20号受试者。
This life form was built out of the synthetic DNA strain, Proto-B,and was intended to stave off a galaxy-wide food crisis.
这种生命形式是由合成 DNA 菌株 Proto-B 构建而成的,旨在避免整个银河系的食物危机。
However, Subject 20 mutates rapidly and uncontrollably and kills all of the laboratory subject animals before cocooning itself within an examination booth.
然而,对象20迅速而不受控制的突变,并杀死所有实验对象动物,然后在检查间内将自己剪住。
After Subject 20 hatches from its cocoon, it begins killing the personnel at the station, starting with the lab tech charged with cleansing the subject lab of the dead animal test subjects.
受试者20从茧中孵出后,他开始杀死该站的人员,首先是负责清洗受试者实验室中死动物测试受试者的实验室技术。
Professional troubleshooter Mike Colby, accompanied by his robot assistant Sam 104, is called in to investigate the problem.
专业的故障排除人员 Mike Colby,在其机器人助手 Sam-104 的陪同下被召入调查此问题。
After Colby settles in, his decision to terminate Subject 20 to prevent further deaths is met with research-minded secrecy and resistance.
在科尔比安顿下来之后,他出于防止研究的机密和抵制而终止了主题20以防止进一步死亡的决定。
The staff of the station includes the head of research, Gordon Hauser, his assistant Barbara Glazer, lab assistant Tracy Baxter, the station's head of security, Earl Richards, and Cal Timbergen, the chief bacteriologist.
该站的工作人员包括研究主管 Gordon Hauser, 他的助手 Barbara Glazer, 实验室助理 Tracy Baxter, 该站的安全负责人伯爵 Richards 和首席细菌学家 Cal Timbergen.
As Subject 20 continues to kill most of the station crew, the reason for the deception is revealed.
随着主题20继续杀死大多数车站工作人员,欺骗的原因就被揭示了。
Subject 20's genetic design incorporates human DNA, and its method of killing is to inject its prey with a Proto-B DNA strain which then proceeds to remove all genetic differences within specific cells.
20号受试者的基因设计结合了人类 DNA,其杀死方法是向其猎物注入 Proto-B DNA 菌株,然后继续消除特定细胞内的所有遗传差异。
The result is that the victim's living body slowly erodes into gelatinous pile of pure protein which Subject 20 consumes for sustenance.
结果是受害人的生物体慢慢侵蚀成凝胶状的纯蛋白堆，受试者20用来维持生命。
After its final mutation, where the creature evolves into a huge insect-like being with a large mouth full of sharp teeth, the creature is slain when it eats calories cancer-ridden liver, its body genetically self-destructing from within.
在最终变异之后，该生物演变成一个巨大的昆虫样生物，嘴巴里长满了锋利的牙齿。当该生物吃掉 Cal 患癌的肝脏时，该动物会被杀死，该肝脏的身体从内部遗传自毁。
Mike and Tracy are the only survivors.
麦克和特雷西是唯一的幸存者。